Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, July 8th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, Apple has big changes in store for this year's Apple Watch revamp. A new report this week details that the Apple Watch Series 10 will feature bigger screens, a thinner design, and faster performance. But for those holding out for new health features, there might be some bad news. Bloomberg reports that the Apple Watch Series 10 will come in two different sizes, both of which having bigger screens. Bloomberg says that the larger of the two models will have a screen that's about as large as the one found on the Apple Watch Ultra. This aligns with leaked schematics that surfaced last week, showing that the bigger version of the Apple Watch Series 10 will feature a 2-inch display, which is slightly bigger than the Apple Watch Ultra's 1.93-inch display. Bloomberg reports that the Apple Watch Series 10 will also be thinner, but the overall design itself is unlikely to look much different. The Apple Watch Series 10 and Apple Watch Ultra 3 will both get a more powerful processor. Bloomberg says this could lay the groundwork for some AI enhancements down the road, but as of right now, Apple has no plans to bring the full set of Apple Intelligence features to the Apple Watch. As for new health features, previous reports suggested that the Series 10 would add blood pressure monitoring and sleep apnea features, but Bloomberg now says that Apple made progress on these features last year, but has since run into some serious problems. The hypertension technology for the Apple Watch Ultra hasn't been as reliable as Apple had hoped during testing. Those reliability problems may force Apple to postpone the release beyond this year. When it is available, the feature won't show users their exact systolic and diastolic blood pressure readings. Instead, it will show blood pressure trends over time without specific numbers, similar to how the body temperature feature on the Apple Watch currently works. Meanwhile, the Apple Watch Ultra's rumored sleep apnea detection feature is tied to blood oxygen saturation data. Currently, Apple Watch models sold by Apple in the US don't offer blood oxygen monitoring because of an ITC import ban, as Apple battles it out in court with Masimo. The question is whether this rumored revamp for the Apple Watch Series 10 is the so-called Apple Watch X that we've heard a lot about. Bloomberg previously reported on Apple's plans to debut an Apple Watch X overhaul to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the device. This has described the redesign as the biggest overhaul yet to the Apple Watch. But in this weekend's report, Bloomberg says it's not clear if this year's new Apple Watch will get the anniversary branding, or if Apple has a bigger release with a bigger redesign set for next year. So to recap, the Apple Watch Series 10 is coming in September with a bigger screen and a thinner design, but it's not as dramatic a redesign as the rumored Apple Watch X, and it might lack some of the health features that people have been waiting for. Alongside the new Apple Watch Series 10 and Apple Watch Ultra 3, Apple is also reportedly working on a new version of its most affordable watch. Bloomberg says that Apple is working on a revamp of the Apple Watch SE that is made out of plastic. Currently, the Apple Watch SE is made from aluminum, much like the higher-end Apple Watch models. When Apple last updated the Apple Watch SE in 2022, it redesigned the back casing to be made from a new nylon composite material instead of ceramic. Bloomberg says that the next Apple Watch SE could ditch its aluminum shell in favor of a rigid plastic material. The story doesn't offer any additional details, but the obvious benefit of making this change is to cut costs. If Apple starts making the Apple Watch SE out of plastic instead of aluminum, it could theoretically lower the starting price, which currently sits at $249. For comparison's sake, Samsung's most affordable Galaxy Watch starts at $199. There's no timeline on when to expect this new Apple Watch SE, so Apple's plans to switch to a plastic design could certainly change. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and their new Connect Pro, the world's first magnetic cable that features a built-in power reader showcasing real-time power output in watts on an LED screen. The Connect Pro supports up to 100 watts to charge an extensive array of devices, including USB laptops, phones, tablets, and more. It also supports full 27-watt Apple fast charging support for Lightning devices. And with interchangeable tips, you only need one cable to charge all of your USB-C, Lightning, and micro USB devices. There's a built-in LED indicator that turns on when your device has been connected and is successfully charging. And with a built-in magnetic design, you don't have to worry about tripping over your cable and sending your laptop or phone flying across the room. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more about the Charge ASAP Connect Pro, and my thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of the show. Running out today, Google's dominance of the search industry is the target of an ongoing Justice Department investigation, and its relationship with Apple is a key component of that case. A new report from The Information focuses on how Google is racing to reduce its reliance on Apple's Safari browser ahead of the potential outcome of this antitrust case. One aspect of the Justice Department's case against Google is the company's deal with Apple to be the default search engine on the iPhone. Google pays Apple upwards of $20 billion per year to retain that default status, something that the Justice Department says hinders competition in the search engine industry. Notably, Apple is not named as a party in the lawsuit, but the case has led to testimonies from Apple executives such as Eddie Q. The Information explains that for several years, Google has been trying to protect itself against the possibility of the deal with Apple going away by trying to persuade iPhone owners to switch to either the Google or Chrome apps on their iPhone for searches. Early in these efforts, Google lifted the percentage of searches done that way to the low 30%, up from 25% years ago. But that progress has started to stall, and the low 30s percentage is well below Google's target of raising the number of iPhone searches done through its own apps to 50% by 2030. The billions of dollars that Google pays to Apple every year come in the form of a revenue-sharing agreement where Apple gets a cut of advertising revenue from Google searches performed in Safari. By pushing users toward the Chrome and Google apps, Google pays Apple less money and makes it less vulnerable to regulation. The report also details that Google has hired a former Instagram and Yahoo executive, Robbie Stein, to oversee the push away from Safari. As part of this, Google executives reportedly considered limiting the new AI features in Google Search to its own apps. This would mean Safari users wouldn't see things like artificial intelligence overviews in search results, while people using Google's own apps would see those features. Google, however, ultimately decided against that move. The report makes it clear that Google has been trying to wean itself off of Safari for years with little success. Whether or not the results change remains to be seen, but the elephant in the room is the U.S. Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit, where a ruling is expected sometime in the next several months. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join, follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.